Welcome back to How to Be in Radio, tips and tricks on how to be a better broadcaster. Today we are going to talk about vocal development. You may not know this, but broadcasters in radio and television use their voice to make their income. They use their voice to inform and entertain everyone who watches and or listens to them. So today I'm going to teach you how to sound clear, how to make your voice sound nice and appealing to those who want to listen to you. It doesn't matter what kind of broadcasting that you do, whether it's a disc jockey, a sports announcer, or a news anchor, the way we make sound is all the same. Most people believe that we breathe in and out through the lungs. That's not the case. The lungs don't have the muscles to do any work. Instead, the diaphragm is what helps us breathe, inhale, and exhale. The way the diaphragm works is it separates the thoracic cavity from the abdominal cavity. The diaphragm extends from under the rib cage in front across the backbone and forms a complete base under the thoracic cavity. Our lungs are suspended above and rest on the diaphragm. When the diaphragm contracts, it moves downward, reducing the air pressure in the chest. This draws air into the lungs. In other words, you're breathing in. When it relaxes, the stomach muscles contract to force the air upward through your mouth. In other words, you're breathing out. The best vocal quality and strength begins with proper breathing techniques. Let's practice this with diaphragmatic breathing. Take a deep breath. If your chest expands and your shoulders rise, then you're not breathing the way you're supposed to be, and the chances are that you took the breath through your mouth. Now the air should go into the lower abdomen, which is near the pit of your stomach. Try taking some deep breaths through your nose, and the air is more likely to reach your lower abdomen where it should be. If you're not sure where the abdomen is, here is one exercise you could do to help find it. Step 1, lie down flat on the floor. Place a book just below your rib cage and start breathing. Breathe in and out until you can make the book move up and down. An easier way to find it is to sit down, sit forward in a chair with your elbows on your knees. Breathe normally and focus on your abdomen until you feel the movement of those muscles. The proper breathing posture while standing is to keep your feet slightly apart with weights slightly on the balls of your feet and your head up. Your knees should be slightly flexed and your hips should be straight rather than shifted to one side or the other. The back is also straight and as you breathe in. Your abdomen should push up, but your chest and shoulders should not rise. When it comes to broadcasting, everyone has two voices. Your first voice is your personal voice. This is the one you use around your friends and relatives. It's just the way you normally talk. The second one is your professional voice. This is the voice that you use when you're on the job and you're broadcasting. Everyone's voice is made up of four qualities. Volume, which is how loud or how soft your voice may sound. Pitch, which is how high or how low your voice is. In other words, the frequency of your vocal sound. The rate, which is how many words you can say per minute. And also the tone, which is also known as your voice's timbre. It's the quality of sound that is made from your voice. When you're in broadcasting, another thing you have to do is pronunciation. In other words, you have to say every word correctly. Basically, the opposite of everything I've been doing in this podcast and every podcast I've done before. The best way to help you talk clearer and pronounce words correctly is tongue twisters. For example, Betty bought a bit of butter, but she found the butter bitter. So Betty bought a bit of better butter to make the butter better taste better. Like I said before, if you're a broadcaster, you need your voice. That means you have to keep your voice healthy. The easiest way to ruin your voice is to yell. When you get mad, try to keep calm. Try to say what you want to say in a very calm way. I told you to stay out of my room while I'm doing a pod. As long as you breathe right, you don't yell, and you enunciate your words, you'll be a great broadcaster. That does it for this podcast. Tune in next time and we'll talk about performance development. How to get your on-air style. Well, see you then.